Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sense. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody, to the Bacon Podcast, and I am beyond super pumped because I've got this incredible guest for you guys today. His name is Brian G. Johnson, and he is the author of an upcoming book. And if you're listening to this after February, then it's a book that you have to go get. I've got an advanced copy. It rocks. And he is not only the author of The Trust Funnel, but he is a purveyor of pixie dust. So how you doing today, Brian?
Yeah, baby, I'm doing good. I am excited. I love what I do. And I think that we can share some real ideas, Brian, that will help people move forward. So I'm stoked, man.
Well, I'm as pumped as you are. So, man, thanks for joining us today. So let's start out by finding about who you are and tell us about how you went from being a catering manager for General Mills to, in 2002, becoming an online mogul.
Well, here's the thing, Bri. So I was actually a chef, and I was a chef for about 18 years. I worked at hotels, country clubs. I did work at General Mills. I was in charge of the catering department. And before that, I had a dream. I dreamed of having impact. I dreamed of doing something that truly mattered. I dreamed of living an exciting life. And quite honestly, that kind of what grabbed my attention was this thought of working for yourself. I can remember being a young child in grade school, sitting in school, and I heard about all these things I could do, like I could be a doctor. And I thought, well, I don't really want my hands in somebody's stomach, so no. And I thought, well, I could be an attorney. And I thought, well, I don't want to wear a suit and tie. And then I heard about, again, working for yourself. And I thought, well, I want to make my own rules. I want to live that exciting, epic life. And that just led me down this path of failure and failure. And it was all around entrepreneurship. And I tried the MLM, and I tried the different systems, and I sold the soap and the pills and the potions through network marketing companies. And you know what happened? About 2000, and actually 1999, I heard about the internet. And I just knew it was going to change the game. And I started kind of playing around. And I played around, and I wasn't really serious for a year or two. And by the time I got to 2002, I got serious. And I just had this epiphany. I'm like, you know, this internet thing is coming on hard. It's like, wow, it's gaining traction. And this is back in 2002, right? Like, look at it now. And I just knew it was going to be pivotal. And I just slowed down and I said, do it. Get serious. Figure it out, because you can live that life that you dreamed about when you were a child. And I focused on SEO. I focused on affiliate programs. And I made it happen, baby. I started driving crazy traffic. And once I learned SEO, I started going commercial, and I started launching websites and selling posters and cooking utensils and all kinds of products. And that's how I escaped the day job, you know, 12 years ago, a long time.
Yeah, I always say that I think this interweb thing is going to stick around a little while. So one of the things that you're really big into now is ebooks, and not everybody understands what an ebook is. Can you explain what an ebook is?
Yeah, an ebook is literally, it's just a very simple digital file that anyone can download, and it allows them to read, and they can read an ebook on a device like a Kindle. You might consider a PDF file to be an ebook. I mean, you could open up a PDF again on an iPad or maybe on a browser on your computer, and you could read a book that someone else had written. And what's really awesome is that not only can you like sell these things and you can distribute them and you can use these ebooks for a number of different ways, but ultimately you can make money. And Amazon happens to sell a whole kajillion of them all the time. And I kind of took it upon myself to really try to figure out how Amazon was selling these books, and to not so much think about the ebook, but think about the kind of ebooks that were selling at Amazon and how I could leverage that. Because what I'm always interested in, Brian, again, when I got started with ebooks, it wasn't so much about I want to be an author. It's I want to drive traffic so I can convert that traffic and make money. And if people are looking for books, it's already a product. And that's what led me down the path of ebooks.
Totally cool. So writing an ebook, I mean, you know, I do a blog. I never thought of myself as a writer. I never even thought of myself as an author until I finally did one. And like you, I mean, it's a process. But why should we be writing ebooks? I mean, what does that do for us in our business? How does that work?
Well, first off, let's stop and analyze what we really want. What do we want? Let's start there. And for me, the answer is pretty simple. I want money. And in order to get money, there's really two core critical things I need to do. I need to drive traffic, and I need to convert that into an action. Now, if that's the case, I'm always trying to figure out about once a year how I'm going to continue to drive traffic and convert it. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I just said this is the year that I'm going to learn Kindle and Kindle marketing so I can move forward and take advantage of Amazon. Because Amazon, their whole job is to sell products. And ebooks sell at a rate that's ridiculous. And I knew if I could publish, not only could I just publish to Amazon, but I could rank in Google. Because if you search for, like, you know, smoothie recipes for weight loss book, you'll actually find a book of mine that's made me thousands of dollars. Now, that's a book that took a few weeks to create, and I outsourced it. So really, it just comes down to the thing I like about ebooks is that, number one, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be challenging. Number two, we can piggyback off the marketing machine that is Amazon that will allow us to drive traffic, which is critical, and convert that traffic into a sale or an action so we can make the money and then live happily ever after.
See, that's awesome. I love that. And I guess, you know, if you're going to write an ebook, what do you write an ebook about? I mean, I'm into all different kinds of things. We're both dog lovers. I love golf, you know, but I'm an online marketer. I mean, what would I write an ebook about that people would actually pay for and want to use?
Well, and again, this is really a great question. And I think the thing where we want to start is we want to think about not ourselves and not what we bring to the table. I mean, we'll address that as we move forward, but I always start with who are these people that are buying the books? Try to figure out what they want and then give it to them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so with that, I might go and I might browse around the Amazon Kindle store and see the books that are selling well. And in doing so, I might see that diet books are selling left and right, or health and fitness, or marketing books, or how to use photography. And all of these subjects are wildly popular, and lots of people buy digital ebooks. Now, what I do is I look for something that I am knowledgeable about. I look for something that I'm passionate about. So for me, I've got a culinary degree, and the idea of creating, you know, a book about smoothie recipes is a walk in the park. And the good news is that people buy them by the truckload. And it's not technically challenging again. That's another thing I always try to do is I want to let people know that I think one of the things that is a stumbling block for people, Brian, is they kind of close themselves off to opportunity because they don't fully look at how they can say yes to an opportunity. So if you say, hey, Kindle marketing, someone might go, oh, I don't have any desire to write. I'm done. Instead, you know, think, how can I do that so I can get the money? Now, that's the kind of question I started asking myself. And after I started having quite a lot of success with Kindle, I started trying to figure out how to make it really easy for people that are brand new. And this is kind of, you know, where I've landed today, because I've thought about ebooks for 3 years now. But in the beginning, I had to figure it out. So again, what I would really encourage people with their marketing endeavors is, I'm cool if you don't want to write. I'm cool if you don't want to put yourself on video. I'm cool if you don't want to do a lot of things, but don't say no to good opportunities. Figure out how to say yes, especially if you're trying to get the money, and there's a lot of good money in self-publishing.
Awesome stuff, Brian. And I got to ask you, so we're writing these ebooks, but what are some of the key components that people need to know about in order to make an ebook successful?
Really great stuff. So one of the things to think about is that an ebook, you know, is really just one piece of the marketing puzzle, and you can use an ebook to link to a website. You can use an ebook to build your list. You can use an ebook to make an affiliate sale, to make your own sale for your own product, or maybe to drive a lead for a realtor business, or maybe you've got a site about health and fitness. And if you're struggling to get traffic, well, you can rank on Google all day long. And you can funnel all that in. You can link it to your website to build your list, to build your brand, and to really take things to the next level and allow yourself to build momentum into truly a marketing machine.
Brian, that was some incredible, incredible content. And thank you so much for sharing that. But I also understand that you have a system that kind of helps guide people through these processes with a little bit more detail. Can you talk about it?
Absolutely. I have a program that really is just lots of these ideas and strategies. And I walk people through, you know, you can watch the videos, you can see me doing these steps. It's called Kindle Ritual. And of course you get, I think it's probably like 50 videos walking you through how to structure your book, how to link your book, best practices, how to create the content for your book, different methods, marketing of your book, how to leverage promotions, the whole ball of wax, pretty awesome.
Love that. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you, Brian?
Absolutely. You know, they can find lots of great information, marketingeasystreet.com. So thanks for the opportunity, Brian. It was a pleasure.
Oh, Brian, man, this was an awesome, awesome interview. I've been looking forward to this for so long. And, man, you've got so much great stuff. I really appreciate it. I know my audience is going to appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Brian. Cheers, baby. Stay golden, pony boy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.